Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
Connecting producers and consumers one story at a time. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
I see somebody using our Midwest Farm Report talk text line this morning. Boy, the rainfall reports are pouring in, no pun intended. One of the respondents says, are you still doing that rain gauge thing or is it done? Oh no, so long as there's rain coming down, we're still taking your reports. Somebody from the 608 told me they picked up an inch of rain, 4 inches of rain in Fitchburg, according to Mark and Lois, and then by the hospital in Fond du Lac, about 2/10. So it gives you an idea on how much rain did or did not fall in your neighborhood. Remember that Midwest Farm Report talk text line, 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. And make sure that when you're reporting your rainfall, you let me know where you are, because your phone number doesn't do that for me. Foggy out there this morning, so be careful if you're headed out. Looks like the showers are going to stick around for most of today. 72 are expected high. Tomorrow, 78. Sunday, 78. And then Monday, another chance of showers back in the forecast. Stumach will give us all our weather details. In the meantime, talk or text your rainfall report, 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
You're grateful for all the ways technology can connect us. Unfortunately, there are online scammers who want to take advantage. Malicious viruses, phishing scams, and identity theft are more prevalent than ever. That's why Rural Mutual includes cybersecurity protection as an option on every policy.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
It's not too often in Wisconsin we see California dairy men and women, except during World Dairy Expo. I'm Stephanie Hoff from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison. World Dairy Expo is really an opportunity for us to talk to people from out of state about maybe those challenges the dairy industry faces that we share, or maybe we don't.
And Stephanie, California has challenges of their own over and above what Wisconsin dairy farmers have. Bob Bosold here at the northern end of the world's longest barn. And one of the California dairymen we had a chance to talk to at World Dairy Expo last week was Gilbert Texera. He is a dairy farmer, family dairy farmer, only 400 cows, from Turlock, California, 90 miles southeast of San Francisco, just south of Sacramento, right in the heart of the state where they grow a lot of other crops. And we asked him, being in that part of the state, if there are still a lot of dairies in that area with pressure that they're seeing from lots of other crops.
There's a lot less now, but there's still really big mega dairies, 6, 8, 10,000 cow dairies, 4,000 cow dairies. There's not many 450 cow dairies like myself. Years ago, we milked 500 cows, and we were the big boys. Not anymore. We're the little peons now.
What's the status of dairy as far as producers are concerned? Are they making it? Are they struggling? We've had a change in the make allowance out there. What is it?
We're struggling. Everybody's struggling in California. I was just visiting with some people and made the statement, I sold milk 41 years ago for more than I did 12 months ago. And that's, people say, oh, yeah, I don't believe, how can you do that? That's right, how can you do it?
But you also dealt with the fact that input costs don't match that price of 40 years ago.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, right today we're getting about $16.20 a hundred. And we really need $20 to even come close to breaking even our feed costs, because our feed costs are through the roof with the drought. We're paying $320 for alfalfa hay. We're paying $80 a ton for corn silage standing in the field. So therefore, we've got to chop it, haul it in, do all that. Our grain commodities are up. My grain commodities are up 37% in the last 3 months. So with all these high feed costs, where are we going to ever come out? And then labor is atrocious.
Can you find labor?
No, we can't. I mean, we're short two people already for 6 months, and we're trying to double up. And we try people. We get people come out. One, two a week, they come out. We tell them, come back tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock, and we'll try you. We don't have any experience, but we'll try you. They don't even come back. They don't even know what we're paying or what anything else about the job. They don't even want to work. I don't know why they even take the time to come out and interview or come and ask for a job. If you're not going to come back, just stay out of here.
Gilbert, a while back, not too long ago, California dairy producers kind of erupted and said, we got to get rid of this make allowance because it's taking too much off our milk price. They did something about it, and has it made a difference? What did they do, and did it make a difference?
No, it didn't make a difference, Bob, because we went in and we got ourselves into this federal order. And that's one of the biggest things that ever really screwed this business up, because before we had our own milk source out there, as far as we had our own way of dealing with it with a quota system, class one milk, and it worked. Everybody said, oh, it's not going to work, it's not working, it's not working. It's a lot better than now with the PPDs, which is they take out of our checks if we're shipping. Like my co-op, we're the second largest co-op in California. The milk we ship there goes basically for butter and powder. And the other creameries that go to cheese, they've got to make up a difference with this PPD deal. And they take, the highest they ever deducted from my milk check was $92,000 in 1 month.
In 1 month?
1 month. 1 month. $10.12 a hundredweight deduction because we ship to a cheese plant, I mean to a powder plant or a butter plant instead of to the cheese plant. And the cheese people, my neighbor who's a cheese shipper, was getting $24 and I was getting $10.
So where is the fairness as far as changing the rule as they did here a few years ago?
I don't know. I really don't. I mean, I've asked people, what did we do here? And it was all due to the federal order. Everything was due to the federal order because we never had that before. We had our ups and downs. We had this and that, but it was balanced pretty good. And Dairymen got along within the situation. Now it's a fight. It's a terrible deal. It's just the whole federal order situation for us did not work.
Again, Gilbert Texera is with us, a dairy farmer in Turlock, California. California, obviously, is the breadbasket, not only this country, but the world, as far as what you can produce out there, agricultural-wise. But it's been stressed with weather. What's been the challenge out there with weather and finding water? You mentioned almond trees. They take a lot of water. What kind of restrictions are you under?
Oh, we're under terrible restrictions, and it's going to get very worse. I mean, if we don't get water this winter and get some snowpack, we're going to be done in California. I mean, completely done. They're pulling out a lot of trees south of me, because they have no water. They're getting rid of the trees. Everybody's going to have to start putting monitoring wells in that will monitor how much water we're pulling out of the ground to take to these trees, and they want you to prove that you're putting that much water back into the water ground.
How's that going to happen with no rain?
Well, that's exactly right. No rain, where's it going to come from? If it's not Mother Nature, where's it going to come from? Everything you pump out of the ground, you're going to have to replenish some way or how or other.
Well, that's going to be a magic trick to do that. So, restrictions, regulations are the worst thing. You hear that word, farmers just cringe.
Yep.
How tough is it out there as far as California regulations for not only water, but manure and everything else?
It's everything, Bob. It's everything. Every time you turn around, you're going to get dinged for this or that, or if your manure is not right, if you don't get your samples all in like you're supposed to, your sample's too high, you can't do this, you can't put that on the ground. It's constant. But all these things, you submit it, but you also have to submit a check. And it keeps costing you more and more and more. And then if you don't do it, then the fines start multiplying. And they don't call you up and say, well, Gilbert, you owe something for a fine. They just keep waiting. And about after 5 years and that thing keeps multiplying and interest is included, they say, you haven't paid for a while. Now we're going to fine you big time.
You've got to love the dairy industry to put up with this.
You love the cows. And I'm 70 years old now and I'm tired. It's just too many restrictions. Too many people telling you what you got to do and how you can do it. Producing milk is a lot of fun. I like to, you feed people and stuff. But this is not that. And then you got the tree huggers and the people that come out and say, oh, my God, you can't do this and you can't do that. It's just like this COVID deal. Years ago, they came out and the tree hugger said, oh, God, you can't keep these calves in individual pens. We got to have them in group deals. Well, what's COVID done to us?
Kept us apart.
There you go. So
what about
dairymen are way ahead of the rest of those people.
Gilbert, what about, California, one of the most expensive places to live? What kind of, where you're out there in farm country, I mean, you're not on the edge of San Francisco or the edge of Los Angeles, but what kind of land price pressure are you under?
Tremendous, tremendous pressure. And our pressure is coming from the tree people, trees and vines. Wine is a big commodity in California. Almonds is a big commodity in California. Yes, the water has a big part in it. But our land prices have multiplied just, it's nothing to sell property for $50,000, $60,000 an acre all day long. And this is farmland. I'm not talking about land you're going to put housing or commercial on or anything like that. But, $50,000, $60,000 an acre. Neighbor just sold 19 acres across the street from me and had one house on it. He received $62,000 an acre.
Who's buying it? These have to be big-time money investors.
Some are, but most of them are the guy next door that's got his place pretty much paid for. And he wants to be able to add on another 20 acres of trees. But when he does that, that 20 acres is growing some of my corn silage. So therefore, it puts the pressure on me as a dairyman. Where's my feed going to come from? We're hauling feed corn silage 80 miles right now. 80 miles is where my corn silage comes from, because my corn silage is coming from the Delta, which we call the Delta by Sacramento. Water's a lot cheaper up there, and land is cheaper, but those prices have gone up. I've been buying corn silage up there for 10 years because we have no land. I farm on 30 acres of land with 450 cows. So I started buying corn silage 80 miles away 10 years ago. And those prices, when I started, I was paying $22 a ton for corn silage standing in the field up there. Had to haul it to my place, which is 80 miles. Today, I paid $52. So, and my milk price is the same thing, if not less.
Fuel prices aren't getting any cheaper.
Fuel is, you know, triple, quadruple. We're paying $4.75 for diesel right now.
Wow. Some days with the traffic out there, you want to jump out of the truck too, don't you?
You want to jump out of the truck into the traffic so you can end this mess.
What's the deal with California? Is it expanding California dairy? You get out in some of the rural areas, you think, well, there aren't much urban pressure here, but so are they expanding or just what's happening?
Dairies are expanding if they have a way to grow their feed. Those guys that have property, whether they've inherited, however, if they can grow their feed, yes, they're going to expand or they can get better. But at the price of milk, I don't see how they can get that done. Because if you really sit down and figure it out, and milk prices are not going to gain. We've got people breeding half of their herd of cows right now to beef bulls because we do not need the replacement heifers. So they figure they can get an extra $100 a calf by breeding to a beef bull because we're going to put that. Well, what's going to happen when all those beef calves hit the market? And what happens when they go through the feed system and come out on the other end as steers in the meat system in the program? We've got guys out there commercially that buy cattle, sell, and kill, to put back on the market. And those guys are making atrocious profits because of the in-between stuff. You buy them cheap. I mean, our beef cows are 60 cents maybe, but the other end is atrocious. I mean, there's a lot of talk that there's a lot of, when they're buying steers to kill, that the killer is making $500-$700 per animal.
Talking to Gilbert Texera here at World Dairy Expo, and this is a show that you're familiar with.
Oh, yeah. I've been here 41 years, and most of those years we usually bring a few cows to the show or animals. My family, my son. This year we didn't make it with any cattle, but most of the time we do bring cattle to show here, and it's the place to be for the dairy industry, and especially if you like registered cattle and that kind of thing. And it's to a point now, we've been here so much, it's not even so much the cattle now, it's the friendships that you've made over the 41 years with people across the country and the world.
All right, Gilbert Texera again from Turlock, California, a veteran dairy farmer, as we talk about the challenges in the dairy industry and in California. I'm Bob Bosold.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
It's been called the best in Wisconsin, meticulously maintained at 70% humidity. It's the walk-in humidor at the Tasting Room Lounge, a showcase of the finest tasting hand-rolled cigars in the area. The Tasting Room Lounge, a systematically ventilated refuge to enjoy your favorite cigar, spirit, specialty beer, or wine. Indoor or on the patio, find your spot at the Tasting Room Lounge, West Broadway, Monona.
Shopping for that special someone can be hard. You want to make sure that gift is perfect. Jewelry is always a great go-to because it lasts forever. Place to go? Goodman's Jewelers. They have the best prices, something for every budget. They have incredible quality jewelry, one-of-a-kind pieces, diamonds, engagement rings, traditional and modern styles, and you can customize your own. Something for a Badger Packer fan? Goodman's Jewelers has it. A true icon in Madison, the city's oldest full-service jewelry store, is your family. Goodman's Jewelers.
Are you ready for the next generation of body sculpting?
A skincare minute with skincare expert Michelle Neeson.
Current body shaping devices have addressed unwanted stubborn fat and skin laxity. But what if we want more muscle strength and toning? M-Sculpt is our new body sculpting device at Rejuvenation Clinic of Sauk Prairie that uses high-intensity electromagnetic contractions with a 30-minute treatment described as equivalent to 20,000 crunches. M-Sculpt is approved for abdomen, arms, thighs, and calves. And it's also the world's first non-invasive butt toning and lifting procedure. M-Sculpt is a safe, effective addition to any workout program. The possibilities are endless.
Let your natural beauty shine through.
View our specials at rejuvenationclinicofsaucprairie.com.
Here we use a lot of F words: food, fiber, and farming. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
And we're using the F word foggy as we get started on a Friday morning. Welcome in, everybody. It's time for your Compeer Financial Ag Weather Update. Stu Mock, Ag Meteorologist, joining us live this morning. Thank you very much to all of our Talk Text Line users. Remember that number, 877-301-FARM. 877-301-3276. That means you can call that number and leave a message, because I'm obviously in the studio, or you can text that number and I'll get your message. Kirby from La Crescent, just 0.3 inches of rain. We've got Daniel from Fox Lake, had a 0.5 inch. Tommy up by Stockbridge said just 0.1 inch of rain. Then, like I said earlier, 0.2 inches of rain from Joanne by the hospital in Fond du Lac. We've got 4 inches in Fitchburg from Mark and Lois. Somebody in a 608 sent in 1 inch, but they didn't tell me where they were. That's one thing we do need to when it comes to rainfall reports, where you are.
Yeah.
But it shows the diversity, you know, the differences from one place to another.
Yeah, and that's how it's been. 608's a little big of an area to guess. I had 3,700s in my backyard here near Eden. I see the Madison Airport had exactly 0.5 inch, and West Bend came in a little heavier, 0.5700 of an inch, and that's the start. We're not done yet. I mean, that low is still pushing up out of the south, and we still have the scattered showers, the heaviest in far southeast Wisconsin. The Milwaukee Metro getting some more measurable rain this morning, and the rain then extends northeast Iowa, northeast up through southeast Minnesota into northwest Wisconsin. La Crosse having some sprinkles. Everybody kind of having a sprinkle or two on and off yet this morning. A little later today, as that disturbance moves in, as that next cool front tries to push a bit further east in the Dakotas, I'd expect we see another round of showers, maybe an isolated thunderstorm or two, you know, 0.1 inch or 2. That's all the additional rain there'll be today or tonight. I really do expect it dries up here overnight so that Saturday stays a little drier, but it will feel warm and no doubt kind of sticky. I'd expect some of the fog like we have this morning with the dense fog advisory in southern Wisconsin. Some of that fog will be back around here for tomorrow morning as well. But we should have a drier Saturday with very warm temperatures. And then later Saturday night or Sunday, that front swings in out of the northwest, bringing that chance again of scattered rain back into the area, just keeping it a little too damp. I'll have forecast details right after this.
Compeer Financial wishes farmers and agribusiness a safe harvest season. Stay in touch with your local Compeer team throughout the year to see how they can help make your plans a reality. Exceptional client experience at the heart of everything they do. Visit Compeer.com or call 844-426-6733 today. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2021, all rights reserved.
The Wisconsin Soybean Association works hard to share the voices of Wisconsin soybean growers at the state and national level, and you can become a member at badgerbean.com. Besides a voice in Washington, WSA members receive free seed, discounted event tickets and products, not to mention news on the latest in soybean research and technology. And being a member of the Wisconsin Soybean Association also makes you a member of the American Soybean Association. So join today at badgerbean.com and help the Wisconsin Soybean Association go to work for you.
All righty, Stu, let's paint him a picture for not just today, but until we talk again on Monday.
All right, well, let's run that dense fog advisory. Iowa, Dane, Jefferson, Waukesha, Milwaukee County, and south. If you're heading for the Illinois border, expect to run into more fog. And otherwise, today, still cloudy. A few scattered showers. I'd expect a thunderstorm possibility more likely in the afternoon. Not that we're going to see a whole lot of rain. 0.1 inch or so could be heavier with a thunderstorm. A lot of upper 60s or close to 70 for highs today. Winds become southeast, only about 5. Overnight, still a small chance for an evening shower or storm, mostly cloudy. Rain ends in the night. We drop down to the very upper 50s and low 60s with calm breezes, a little morning fog Saturday, then partly sunny, mid and upper 70s as winds become south and southeast, about 5 to 10. Later Saturday night into Sunday, scattered showers, could be an isolated thunderstorm, especially Sunday afternoon. Again, look for partly sunny skies, upper 70s, south winds stronger, 5 to 15, gusting to 25. A chance of a scattered shower yet for Monday, Columbus Day, Pam, and then a little drier at least Tuesday toward Wednesday, but it looks like that little hit-or-miss scattered sprinkly shower may stick around with us even into next week.
All righty, Stu. That's your Compure Financial Ag Weather Update. Compure Financial, your financial partner committed to agriculture in rural America. Visit Compure.com.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Rob Reichel joining us right now, Forbes.com, Conley Media, covering the Green Bay Packers. Robbie, yesterday, there was Packer fans getting their hopes up, right? Patriots released Stephon Gilmore, the cornerback. Also, the Cowboys released their linebacker, Jalen Smith. Rowdy, who is going a little bathroom break, he'll be here in a second, did say that the Packers will whiff on Stephon Gilmore and probably kick the tires on Jalen Smith, and that's apparently what's happening. Was it the least surprising news that the Packers...
Shopping for that special someone can be hard. You want to make sure that gift is perfect. Jewelry is always a great go-to because it lasts forever. Place to go? Goodman's Jewelers. They have the best prices, something for every budget. They have incredible quality jewelry, one-of-a-kind pieces, diamonds, engagement rings, traditional and modern styles, and you can customize your own. Something for a Badger Packer fan? Goodman's Jewelers has it. A true icon in Madison, the city's oldest full-service jewelry store, is your family. Goodman's Jewelers.
Landscape Envy? That's what you create when you add Kalani washed decorative stone to your landscape. Choose from our selection of multicolored stones for around trees, shrubs, and under decks. Plus, we offer gravel stone for walkways, driveways, and a base for patio bricks and retaining walls. Visit KalaniTopsoil.com, or you can simply pick it up at our awesome processing plant. Kalani Topsoil.
Now that's good dirt.
And good-looking decorative stone.
It's that time of year again, and all eyes are now turning to football as teams are back on the gridiron. BetOnline.net is your number one spot for all the pro and college football odds and news this season. Get all the updated info on players, teams, and odds to help you with your new football contests, leagues, and new survivor pools. BetOnline.net is the fastest and easiest way to check in on all your favorite sports, pro sports, MMA, championship boxing, golf, horse racing, they have it all. Bring the game home with BetOnline.net, where the game starts.
Monona Plumbing and Fire Protection, a name you can trust when service is a must.
Monona Plumbing and Fire Protection is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for all your residential and commercial plumbing services. From installation, repairs, and maintenance to complete sewer and drain cleaning, we've got you covered. Visit MononaPFP.com.
Monona Plumbing and Fire Protection, a name you can trust when service is a must.
Mutual insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
You're grateful for all the ways technology can connect us. Unfortunately, there are online scammers who want to take advantage. Malicious viruses, phishing scams, and identity theft are more prevalent than ever. That's why Rural Mutual includes cybersecurity protection as an option on every policy.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
On August 25th, 2021, the Madison Police Department was contacted by a Wisconsin resident living outside of Dane County. The reporting party told MPD that they received a call from a 608 area code. The caller identified himself as a fundraiser working on behalf of MPD collecting money for injured officers. When reporting the incident, the reporting party said they did not provide any money to the caller and that the caller hung up when the reporting party told them they were uncomfortable with the call. MPD is not involved in any telephone-based fundraising efforts and will not attempt to collect funds over the phone for any reason. MPD would like to remind residents to be extremely cautious if providing funds to anyone over the phone. Never provide funds in the form of gift cards and contact your local police department if you're suspicious of a call you have received. If you have any information regarding similar calls, please contact the Madison Police Department at 255-2345. If you wish to remain anonymous, please contact Madison Area Crime Stoppers at 266-6014 or on the web at p3tips.com. Individuals contacting Crime Stoppers can receive up to $1,000 in cash rewards for tips that lead to an arrest.
Teenage driver coming aboard your policy? Talk to Prairie Land Insurance about a good student discount.
When other companies offer you only one solution, Madison's Prairie Land Insurance Agency offers you a wide array of personalized, affordable options. Is your current policy really the best? Talk to Prairie Land Insurance Agency, your local, independent home and auto insurance agency. For your free insurance review, call 251-3009. Prairie Land Insurance Agency.
Our best is the very least we can do.
It's been called the best in Wisconsin. Meticulously maintained at 70% humidity. It's the walk-in humidor at the Tasting Room Lounge, a showcase of the finest tasting hand-rolled cigars in the area. The Tasting Room Lounge, a systematically ventilated refuge to enjoy your favorite cigar, spirit, specialty beer, or wine. Indoor or on the patio, find your spot at the Tasting Room Lounge. West Broadway, Monona.
Rob Reichel joining us right now, Forbes.com, Conley Media, covering the Green Bay Packers. Robbie, yesterday there was Packer fans getting their hopes up, right? Patriots released Stephon Gilmore, the cornerback. Also, the Cowboys released their linebacker, Jalen Smith. Rowdy, who's going a little bathroom break, he'll be here in a second, did say that the Packers will whiff on Stephon Gilmore and probably kick the tires on Jalen Smith, and that's apparently what's happening. Was it the least surprising news that the Packers did not go for Stephon Gilmore first?
Good call there, first of all, by Rowdy, and it's funny, Evo. If Packer Nation went that bongos about not signing Stephon Gilmore, who's not even eligible to come off IR yet, and we'll see what he has left when he does play. Can you imagine what Packer Nation's going to be like in February when they have to start cutting people because they're $40, $50 million over the cap, when they trade Aaron Rodgers, when they cut Za'Darius Smith, when they cut Billy Turner, when they cut Adrian Amos, whoever it turns out to be. I had that thought yesterday, Evo, and I'll get here in a second to Gilmore and Smith, but my God, is February and March going to just be absolutely nuts for Packer Nation when they have to start waving goodbye to high-level starters.
I can't wait.
But, honestly, Evo, for short term anyways, I mean, Gilmore couldn't come back and help you, I guess, had they made a trade for him, Evo, he was going to have to stay on that six-week injured reserve list that he's on anyways. I think the only way he could come back and played in the immediate future with Alexander out, they do need some help back there ASAP. But had they made a trade for him, Evo, you know, he was going to have to stay on that IR list until at least as long as Bakhtiari does, for example, right? That's that six-week deal. Had the Patriots cut him, I think they could have reevaluated and looked at that, and then maybe he could have given you some help right away. And I know Gilmore's been a stud. He's a four-time Pro Bowler. The thing, Evo, is we just don't know what he has left. Jalen Smith probably gives you more help right away. It wouldn't surprise me within a week, Evo, if he's starting at inside linebacker next to Devondre Campbell, and they move forward with Smith and Gary and Campbell and Smith number two again. We're going to find out a lot more, I'm sure, over the next week. Dallas will release some things, I'm sure, what went wrong down there and why they eventually moved on from him. But Evo, this guy wasn't playing bad football whatsoever. Dallas is playing a much better defense than it has over the last year or two. They've had the emergence of the rookie Parsons, but Van Der Esch is a guy you can never fully trust down there. I was surprised they moved on from Jalen Smith. There has to be more to the story, I think, Evo, than just his play on the field. And like I said, we're going to learn more about that. But for Green Bay in the short term, Evo, this is a pretty solid pickup because they do need another inside linebacker / pass rusher. You know, a guy who can get to the quarterback with Za'Darius potentially being out for the rest of the year. So I do think within a week or two, Evo, this is a guy who's going to help the defense.
Rob Reichel joining us right now from Forbes.com, Conley Media. Rob, what about the back of that defense? They also add a cornerback, obviously not Stephon Gilmore, who we were just talking about, but Rasul Douglas off of Arizona's practice squad. What's this guy going to be, like a body to fill some space, or what can we expect out of this cat?
Yeah, former third-round pick, his best days were in Philly. Probably just a body, I would think.
Yeah.
Now, we'll see, though, Evo. Kind of much like that Yayadam they traded for, who's, been a pretty good player so far on special teams. But, You saw them put him on the field in base the other night in the Steelers game, and even a tired old 77-year-old Ben Roethlisberger went to work on him pretty quickly, Ebo. So I would assume you'll have the same thing with Douglas, and it's going to take a couple weeks to integrate him and try to get him going. They're going to have to try to get by in the short term, Ebo. I can't even believe I'm saying this, but they're going to have to rely really heavily right now on Kevin King.
Oh my God, Rob!
I apologize for ruining your day with that statement. but the combination of King and Stokes, who has played really well for the most part, but Shannon Sullivan has not played well whatsoever, and teams are picking on him. So, Evo, those are your top three quarterbacks moving forward for the foreseeable future. Matt LaFleur was very vague, said next to nothing yesterday on Jaire Alexander. That news isn't going to be good.
She's sweeter than a glass of chocolate milk and louder than a morning rooster. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
You know, farms are big consumers of energy. You stop and think about how much money it costs just to turn lights on at a lot of our farms around Wisconsin. Tell you what, as the weather starts to change, we need to make sure that we are being energy efficient. Talking about that with our friends from Focus on Energy for this Friday. I'm Pam Youngke. Now, from the Alcivia Farm News Desk, here's what's happening on a Friday. So today is the 8th day of October. Actually, a lot of notable items that we want to pay attention to. On this day in 1871, Peshtigo, Wisconsin, just a little northeast of my hometown of Abrams, was devastated by a fire that took 1,200 lives, caused more than $2 million in damages, destroyed 1.25 million acres of forest. It was the greatest human loss due to fire in the history of the United States. It happened in the small community of Peshtigo, Wisconsin, on this day in 1871. Part of the reason why a lot of people don't hear about the Peshtigo fire is the Great Chicago Fire happened on the same day. Now, the Chicago fire killed 250 people and lasted for 3 days. I said the Peshtigo fire killed 1,200 people and caused $2 million in damages. So, like I said, many reasons, the Peshtigo fire, far bigger than the Chicago fire, just doesn't get quite the attention that one did. On this day in 1956, Don Larsen from the New York Yankees pitched the first perfect game in Major League Baseball World Series. It's the only no-hitter game against the Brooklyn Dodgers in the history of the World Series on this day in 1956. Happy birthday. A lot of happy birthday. Happy birthday to comedian actor Chevy Chase. Sigourney Weaver is 72. Matt Damon is 51. And Nick Cannon, 41 years old. So a lot of birthdays today. But now you know. I know you've witnessed a lot of Wisconsin farmers that have turned to things like winter wheat and cover crops this fall to get them through the winter and get started with a fast jump in 2022. Joining us in studio today is Jack Kaltenberg from Kaltenberg's Partners in Production, seed company that specializes in things like winter wheat, rye, as well as all those forage cover crops that have become very, very popular. So, Jack, let's talk a little bit. What are you seeing when it comes to winter wheat in Wisconsin and some of those cover crops? It looks to me like a lot of folks are still thinking about planting them.
Keeping the ground covered, keeping it green. You know, the traditional crop, I mean, obviously is winter wheat because you do it for grain. You have the rye and all those kind of cover crops. We know the value of rotation. We know the erosion, all those things that we are for, you know, tillers of the soil and protecting it. So wheat always worked well in that rotation because the ground's not open.
Well, now we're seeing such an economic carrot at that end of the stick. If you want to make the investment, winter wheat in Chicago for July of next year, in well into the $7 money, and doesn't look like it's going to let up. Tell me a little bit about seed supply, Jack, and it doesn't have to be winter wheat, whether I'm looking at cover crops in general. How's your seed supply holding up?
Well, in general, the winter wheat is kind of a challenge. Some companies are out. We happen to be in great supply. We had a great year last year. Our performance has been spectacular in the university trials, which we do a lot of base on. So we had a good amount of seed coming in. And then we normally don't see two great year markets in a row, and we had two. Normally we have this, you know, crash and burn, and we're getting inexpensive wheat. This year it's maintaining it. The other thing that's kind of interesting is that, you know, the farmers are looking at input costs. Well, wheat doesn't cost as much to put in. There's some supply issues with fertilizer. Well, you can get supply now. Some of the inputs on some of the things that you put on corn and soybeans, I heard, you know, one of the basic Roundup is double what it was a year ago. So there's some people saying, I can wrap in my costs. I know I've got supply, and I can make some things work right now. And there's a lot of uncertainty with supply and availability next spring.
For sure. Now, we don't want to make everything look too terribly rosy, because there's other elements we have to keep in mind. First of all, it's October, Jack. You're going to make that sound so attractive, but it's October in Wisconsin, Jack. Can I still make this happen?
Well, you can. If you have an insurance component, you want to get it in the ground before that. Your insurance coverage goes down based on days, the date that you plant. You do have to increase your population, or you could. We kind of got this summer going on, but technically you want to put in more plants per acre right now. So, and like there's just a lot of opportunity. The crop rotation is great too. There's about $50 an acre per crop, every crop, if you go to a three-way rotation. Wheat balances out the summer work, divides the workload. So there's a lot of opportunity in our program. We get scared once in a while with fusarium or scab, but there's great ability there with some fungicides and resistance within varieties, if you manage it right, that you can get through that kind of turn back if we get a rainy next summer.
Go back to that insurance component. I don't think, because a lot of people are not as well versed with wheat as they are with corn and beans. What about the insurance component you were speaking of, Jack?
Yeah, so there's an ending date, a planting date by October 10th, generally in southern Wisconsin. And like I said, that's for 100% coverage. So you want to get it in by then. And subsequently, if you haven't had wheat before, you wanted to have your insurance done by then. Right now, about 60% of the farmers do have insurance, and 40 don't. So there are some people that don't. They're self-insuring, and they go forth. And if a field gets off of soybeans, I've got some guys today putting on corn ground. Normally it's corn silage, maybe, but now they're putting it with this early harvest of cash grain, or, you know, they're disking up the corn stalks, and there's wheat going in.
Nice to know it's even an option. Jack Kaltenberg with Kaltenberg's Partners in Production, major seed vendor when it comes to winter wheat, as well as those forage cover crops you might be looking for. You can find more details and get in contact with them for seed near you at pipseeds.com. That's pipseeds.com, or give them a call, 877-GROW-SEED. That's 877-GROW-SEED. Markets in overnight electronic trade this morning. Our firm right now, our December corn is currently up 3 cents at 536. November soybeans are up a dime at 1257. The wheat for December up a penny at 742. July new crop wheat up a quarter of a cent, 744 and three quarters. Barrel cheese yesterday dropped 2 cents to 176 and three quarters. 40-pound block cheese was up a quarter at 181. Double A butter unchanged, 169 and three quarters per pound. November milk is 4 cents higher right now at 1878. December milk closed 8 cents higher at 1827 a hundredweight. The Wisconsin fair season is drawn to a close, and some county fairs had to adjust dates, but basically all of our county fairs happened in 2021. Jamie Butke is the executive secretary and treasurer of the Wisconsin Fair Association, and she said it felt so good to get back together.
The majority of our fairs had record attendance. They had food vendors that ran out of food, but they could go back to 2019 and they surpassed that attendance, and a lot of them were even passing records that they had the two previous years from that. People just came out in droves. They just wanted to be active, and the fair gave them so many different opportunities to participate. So whether it was the fair food or it was the shows or it was watching, people exhibit, people were just happy to be out and about. It was fantastic.
Jamie Butke, Executive Secretary and Treasurer of the Wisconsin Fair Association. You know, the other good news for fairs, they're getting back together for their 2022 state convention. It's going to be January 9th through the 13th at the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Back to face-to-face engagement. And we'll talk more about our county fair season 2021 and some of the financial challenges that remain for a lot of our county fairs because they didn't hold an event in 2020. Trying to go through the hoops of qualifying for federal or state funding when you're a county fair can be a challenge. Monday, we will talk with Jamie Butke and learn a little bit more about how they've tried to assist fairs maneuvering through those circles and get you a few more details. That's Monday morning right here. Coming up in just a moment, energy, energy, energy on the average farm in Wisconsin. When they turn on the lights, the meters start spinning. Let's get more energy efficient. We're talking about it with Focus on Energy next.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Right now, shop Blaine's Farm and Fleet for incredible savings on fall essentials, like $5 off 50-pound bags of AgriMaster 2220 Medicated Super Supreme Milk Replacer, or 50-pound bags of AgriMaster IPA 3 Non-Medicated Calf Milk Replacer. Take $2 off select Nutrina Feed. Balin's 6-rail utility gates now 10% off. Buy one Baron load binder chain, get one 50% off. And now, when you buy select Matomco rodent bait, get a free bait station valued at $11.49. Plus, check out these great doorbuster deals. Get 20% off Werner extension ladders. Pick up an Aspen 29x40-inch pillow pet bed, now $12.99. And save $2 on 50-pound bags of Farm and Fleet Performance dog food or 40-pound bags of original cat food. Find your must-have items in-store or buy online and pick up in our convenient drive-thru. And now, if you order by noon, try our new same-day local delivery option. That's genuine value from Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Landscape Envy? That's what you create when you add Kalani Wash Decorative Stone to your landscape. Choose from our selection of multicolored stones for around trees, shrubs, and under decks. Plus, we offer gravel stone for walkways, driveways, and a base for patio bricks and retaining walls. Visit KalaniTopsoil.com. Or you can simply pick it up at our awesome processing plant. Kalani Topsoil.
Now that's good dirt.
And good-looking decorative stone.
Shopping for that special someone can be hard. You want to make sure that gift is perfect. Jewelry is always a great go-to because it lasts forever. Place to go? Goodman's Jewelers. They have the best prices, something for every budget. They have incredible quality jewelry, one-of-a-kind pieces, diamonds, engagement rings, traditional and modern styles, and you can customize your own. Something for a Badger Packer fan? Goodman's Jewelers has it. A true icon in Madison, the city's oldest full-service jewelry store, is your family. Goodman's Jewelers.
Connecting producers and consumers one story at a time. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Focus on Energy joins us today. Remember, that is the partnership across the state of Wisconsin with utilities and the Public Service Commission to make sure that there are opportunities out there for you to save money and energy. And a lot of different incentives that are available to farmers, our agribusiness partners, people in the rural communities. Kevin Weiler's joining us today, and he is one of the energy advisors with Focus on Energy, all about trying to make sure our Wisconsin farms and farmers are prepared for the transition into wonderful winter in Wisconsin. Seems like a distant opportunity now, Kevin, but we know it's coming. So let's talk a little bit about what things are new or maybe a little different going into the fall of 2021. What should people be aware of?
Pam, coming into the fall of 2021, we have incentives on boilers, infrared heaters, furnaces, unit heaters, and direct fire makeup air units. We offer incentives by the efficiency and the amount of MBH that the unit is putting out, anywhere from $1 to $3 per MBH. Nice incentive, and you know, the energy advisors are here to help you, whether this is a natural gas project or a propane project.
Right. And those are fuels, obviously, more and more farms are using in different ways. Remind people again, Kevin, that you guys are not opposed to making a visit to a farm, to an agribusiness, to do a quick assessment, not just about those two components of energy efficiency, but really the whole farm. Has it been pretty busy for you the past couple of weeks?
The last month in the agriculture community, projects have been coming in left and right. Farmers are definitely always doing something. We are making site visits with the COVID protocols. We are masking up, but we're making site visits, working with the farmers, doing audits, helping with applications,
you know, looking at their projects that they want to do at the farm to be more efficient.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit more about these incentives that are out there going into the fall. Now, on the farm, we've got a lot of different ways that we keep our buildings, keep our animals comfortable, keep our employees taken care of. Let's go with one that's kind of a long-standing when it comes to agribusiness as well, boilers. So what do I have to do to qualify for some of these incentives on the boilers, for example, Kevin?
Well, the boiler just needs to be over 85% efficient, whether it's a natural gas or an LP, and then there's incentive money on the boiler, whether it's in-floor heat, in your shop, in your milking parlor, in your offices on your milking parlor. Reach out to your advisor. You know, your advisor will be able to search the AHRI, get a make and model off that boiler, and they will be able to verify the incentive on the boiler. Right now on some of the heating equipment, we have some bonuses on, whether it's natural gas or LP. Any project from now till December 31st, we're offering 50% more bonus on the heating equipment if it qualifies.
Let's talk about furnaces. Electric or natural gas, again, both may qualify. Is this something I have to be installing new, Kevin? That's the other thing I don't want people to become confused about. Does this have to be an upgrade?
All of the equipment needs to be new equipment. We don't do anything on used or refurnished equipment. It has to be an upgrade over the your current, you know, furnace. It has to be more efficient for us to offer an incentive. And the same with boilers. And it's also for existing construction or new construction. By new equipment, I mean new equipment, but that can go in an existing building.
Sure. Oh, okay. See, Kevin Weiler needs to come and visit with you, one of the energy advisors across the state of Wisconsin with focus on energy. Well, and what about smart thermostats? I've got a couple of those different things. How does that work for our farmer agribusiness folks?
Great question, Pam. Right now, with Focus on Energy and the Office of Energy Innovation, we're offering a $100 discount on a smart thermostat for a farmhouse. It must be heated by propane-fueled equipment. Look at our website. Look at focusonenergy.com/propane, and we'll have a list of the eligibility requirements and the details on the smart thermostat.
You know, it's not just about energy efficiency in the farm. It's also about in the field, out in the field. Now, Kevin, there is a special opportunity on now for a lot of our farming operations that may lean heavily on their irrigation for the growing season. That's kind of come to an end now as far as use, but now is a great time for you to make some visits. Tell me about the Focus on Energy incentives for just taking a look at those pumps.
Pam, we have a brand new offering, you know, in the fall of 2021. It's our pump assessment for the irrigation customers. Focus on Energy is offering $500 per pump assessed, up to 100% of the assessment cost. One of the qualifications, it has to be over a 75 horsepower motor, and then it also has to run 500 hours per year. And if you do a pump assessment this fall yet, we will have a 50% bonus on VFDs installed over the course of 2022. So look into getting your pump assessed. Your trade ally is going to be like, hey, your pump could use some work, maybe a VFD. Pump could be rebuilt. We're looking for energy savings there with the pump assessments. And, you know, it also helps you look towards the future on saving energy.
Well, and you said this is one of the areas where the trade partners have been particularly proactive, trying to help our folks reliant on irrigation save money all the way around.
Yeah, some of my trade allies were looking to run this in their scheduled service program that they do for these customers in the fall anyways. It would be a great opportunity to get some money back when they do that scheduled maintenance and just do the pump assessment when they're there as well.
Going into 2022, some of that paperwork, you know, you get a little busy, Kevin. You guys are making sure that you help mind the paperwork on some of these projects, right?
Pam, I grew up on a farm. I've worked with farmers for 25 years. Farmers don't like doing paperwork. They'd rather be out there milking their cows, you know, harvesting their crops. We're here, the advisors are here to help them with the application, you know, walk them through. We can, you know, come and do site visits and help you with them, or we can do it, you know, remotely with a computer email. But we're here to help you with applications. Takes about 10 minutes working with an advisor to fill out an application, as long as we have the information we need with makes and models and quantities.
You know, and the other thing I want to remind people, do not think this is just for a large farm. Do not think this is just for agribusiness. You don't care what size operation it is, do you, Kevin?
Tim, we had an application come in a couple weeks ago. The customer had four cows.
There you go.
I've seen from four cows to, 5,000 cows. It does not matter the size. We work with all the agriculture customers, whether they're, growing crops or, growing animals.
Love it. Thanks, Kevin. Kevin Weiler along with us, a Focus on Energy advisor, ready to come out to your farm or agribusiness, do an energy audit, or help you with the paperwork when it comes to those winter heating sources, as well as those irrigation pumps that should be assessed. All kinds of incentives out there. All you need to do is make the connection. How do you do it? Simple. Online. FocusOnEnergy.com/agribusiness. Or call them toll-free, 888-623-2146. That's 888-623-2146.